Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the podcast. A group that focuses on issues impacting the LGBTQ community has found a new home, but it's more than bricks and mortar for Clock, Inc. At a time when gay rights are being questioned in some communities and education and books are being challenged in some schools, Clock, Inc. says it's finding its role is needed even more for some people in our community. We talked with its director, Becky Castaneda. So, Becky, the Clock's new Rock Island location, I mean, you've got a lot of extra floor space right now. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, we do. So we pretty much quadrupled the space that we were in previously. We just got done with a really cool computer lab to make technology accessible to people who don't necessarily have it. We have three new offices. Chase, of course, has his, and then we have a few more that we can utilize for employees or interns, counseling interns, once we get those. We finally were able to build the trans clothing swap closet of our dreams. We had a company come in and help us get it organized, and it just turned out amazing. So, we've been able to come up with a couple of ways to use the new space. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, you mentioned Chase. Chase, of course, is the founder of Clock, Inc. Has it grown into what he and you want it to be?
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, with getting this new space, we've really been able to put a lot of the ideas that we've been, kind of coming up with on the back burner into fruition. And it's been incredible, because I'm not sure that he and I could have even dreamt of anything better. And Megan, our chief operating officer, she has been in it since day one. And I think the three of us kind of get together sometimes to just, shake our heads at how incredible it is.
Well, let's talk about two different aspects of the same question. LGBTQ rights and the efforts of the gay community for greater acceptance has changed dramatically over the last 20 years. You see a greater acceptance among some people, but we're also seeing a greater backlash perhaps right now. So let's start with the greater acceptance. I mean, you think back 20 years ago, do the kids of today have it easier?
I wouldn't say they necessarily have it easier, Jim. I think that they, going through it when you're young is difficult no matter what. Just because you have, internal turmoil you're going through and you're trying to figure out who you are. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's easier, but I will say that now compared to 20 years ago, you're seeing a lot of the kids who get some negative things from their peer group, but you kind of also see some really great things too.
Well, there just does seem to be more support. If mm-hmm. anything else, there's more people coming out, so there are more, just simply support groups available.
Absolutely. And I mean, that is one of the great things about Clock, is that, there are obviously kids who are going through this in every city throughout the country, the world, and we don't have spaces like this available. So it's definitely a privilege to be able to provide some of that positive that you're seeing now.
I'm kind of a student of history, and I'm a really strong believer in pendulum swings, that society goes one way, and then there's a bit of a backlash, it goes the other way, and then that's the way we get forward progress, is kind of that mm-hmm. pendulum keeps moving us forward. D-
Do you think that's what's happening right now when you do see some of the backlash, some of the people that don't believe that a gay agenda, so to speak, should be in public schools or in libraries?
Yeah, I surely hope so. I think so because, you know, realistically, like you said, 20 years ago, there was also backlash, but there weren't nearly as many allies helping push it forward, regardless of the backlash. So yeah, absolutely. I think that that's a good way to look at it, and I surely hope that that's the reason that it's happening now.
Well, I kind of think back 20 years about gay marriage, where even mm-hmm. President Obama at the time, you know, when he was first running, wasn't necessarily for it. He certainly didn't push it. And then look what happened in the state of Iowa, as well as, and I can't remember, it was an eastern state, I want to say New Hampshire or Connecticut, that drove gay marriage and the legality of it forward. And now you kind of look back, and it's accepted in so many different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, what's really incredible is the allies. Because, you know, LGBTQ plus individuals have always existed. But what hasn't have been the allies. So it's really cool to see. I mean, you know, obviously our focus is on the youth and you see it there, but it's with adults too. And adults who were around, you know, for the 20 years ago that we're talking about. And I think that's really incredible to see is not only the newer generation, but the older generations who are able to accept it and support us.
Well, in some ways, it seems that over and again, when you talk about the older generation, when it's something abstract, you're kind of against it. But if it's your own family member, your own flesh and blood, all of a sudden you think things in a different way. And I wonder if the fact that so many people have come out and that they have been seen as accepted by so many other people, that it does make it easier for families or people that had, I'll just say, negative perspectives of gay people, that somehow that changes because it's your own flesh and blood.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that there's so much strength in coming out to a family that you know might not respond positively. And I think there's a lot of strength in the families that have the ability to educate themselves and then support those family members. And you're absolutely right. It really changes the trajectory of their thoughts on the subject in general.
Well, Becky, let's talk about Clock Inc. in particular, because you are now located in brand new digs, so to speak, in the area of the old Kmart of Rock Island. What services mm-hmm. do you offer? Well, let's start with youth. What services do you offer to young people?
So we have a few support groups that are specifically for the youth. We have a junior high group, and then we have a high school group. So we kind of cover the spectrum there. We, of course, offer counseling. And then some of the fun things that can be, you know, kind of attributed to that is the events that we have. The majority of them are family friendly, and we encourage our kids to come to all of them. We also have workshops where we're able to give them certain life skills or teach them about other LGBTQ plus, you know, successful. We bring LGBTQ plus people who are successful in their current life and show them that it's possible. So, you know, we offer quite a few things from learning their coping skills at group to learning how to be a successful person in society.
And then that progresses also to adults that are also seeking help from you. What do you offer for the adult population?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the groups that we're actually going to be, it's going to be coming back up again here soon, is a Parents and Allies group. So it's a group where parents of kids who are LGBTQ plus come and they educate each other and they kind of share experiences where they're able to support their kids better. On top of that, for the adults in general, we have a few events that we're coming up with for this year that are going to be adult, you know, 21 and over, so that we can kind of start creating a space where adults who don't necessarily enjoy going to the bar, can get together and do the same thing, you know, create connections and friendships and things like that. So.
Well, and you've heard from critics time and again, is one person's education is another person's indoctrination. What do you say to those critics that say that you're just not doing what's right in society?
I would say that's a tough one, only because it's, you know, I feel like sometimes there's not much you can say. But I would say that educating yourself about what it really means and how it really doesn't necessarily affect you as a person to let other people love who they want to love and live their truth. I think that, kind of like we talked about earlier, Jim, you know, what if it were your daughter, your son, your nephew, niece, you know, that sort of thing. It's not just the sentiment of being LGBTQ+, but, you know, we're all people and we all just want to be happy.
Let's talk about the future of Clock Inc. I mean, you've got the new building, you got the programs. What do you see for the future for the next few months, if not a year or a year and a half from now? What exciting new adventure do you think you're going to be in?
Well, right now we're kind of nailing down a few details with a mentorship program that we're really excited about, and I won't give away too much, only because I want to make sure that that we have those details nailed down first. But that is one big thing that we've been working towards. Chase and Megan and Adam down at the center have been, you know, working extensively on it, and we're really excited to offer something else for the kids. On top of that, like I said, we're looking to make a lot of partnerships in the next few months, year, where we can collaborate on events and make things even more fun for the people who have been supporting us so far.
Becky Castaneda, Director of Clock Inc.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.